Welcome to the Open Up Europe podcast, the show dedicated to your journey of success in Europe. Every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Central European Time, a warm and fresh episode with an incredible entrepreneur, investor, or a thought leader will be available for your earbuds. Here is your host from Brussels, Cedar Oak.
What's up, Open Up Europe listeners? Great to be here together with another episode of Open Up Europe podcast, and your host Cedar is here. Last week, Open Up Europe was at Web Summit 2015. In this episode, I'll tell you four lessons I learned and a surprise in the end. Web Summit is this giant event taking place in Dublin every year, but next year it's going to be in Lisbon. Just to give you an idea on how huge it was, from the center stage to the machine stage, you need to allow 15 minutes of walking indoors and outdoors combined. That's the time for an entire Tolkien Web Summit, which we'll miss by the way, in your hopefully comfortable sneakers. There are 21 summits and hundreds of talks, all super interesting but impossible to attend. Therefore, lesson number one is to plan the sessions you would like to attend in advance. Failure to do this will result in missing the value offered by such a huge event. You need to factor in the times of walking and your free roaming in between the interesting booths. There were more than 30,000 people attending Web Summit. That's like you and me multiplied by 15,000. I mean, it's huge. Everybody is interesting in a way, but you are coming with certain goals in your mind. Luckily, they provide an app that equips you with the basics of networking. You can search between people who are attending, and it helps you also with the registration. So this is crucial. Lesson 2, do your homework and target people you would really like to meet. You'll inevitably meet up with tons of interesting people, but only a fraction of them, if ever, will help you reach your goals. Are you fundraising? Reach out to the investors who have a similar portfolio of companies like yours. Are you there for PR? Notify and follow the journalists to whom you will pitch your story. Talking about pitching, by the way, that brings us to lesson 3. Know your elevator pitch like you know your name, and then know it better. I can't count the number of alpha startups to whom I approach to ask the very simple question of what do you do, who failed to give an answer to hook me up in the first sentence. There were brilliant pitches during the pitch competition, so the competition was brutally tough. Okay, given that you don't have to win a competition, but you need to at least spark some interest to stand out, because trust me, you need it there. To write the lessons I learned, I tried to reach my mobile phone, and I have noticed that the Wi-Fi is not working. The Wi-Fi has historically been not best in Web Summit and also in events of this size. So the fourth lesson comes here, that bring your roaming and data plan. The 3 days of Web Summit was buzzing with energy, and the nights were no exception. They were always stressing the fact that the magic sort of happens in the night, but I have to disagree. You will hear the stories of Uber raising round of 11 million euros at 3 a.m. in the morning in the bar. Up to you. I mean, I went to all bars, but I tried to come back early to be fresh for the next day, and I never regretted it. The real fun was after the Web Summit, though. It was with the Surf Summit. We have headed to Sligo, west coast of Ireland, with beautiful landscapes, perfect for hiking, biking and surfing. Not only I have seen rainbows and I was very close to catch a few leprechauns, I also happened to get to surf first time in my life. The experience was a blast. The reason why everybody loved surf part was easy. It was down to earth, no obligations. At Web Summit, everything felt like business oriented and packed in a very short time frame. It really felt like speed dating. In Surf Summit, you didn't have that feeling. You bonded with friendship, with road trip and with falling off the board together with type of camaraderie. That's a must-have part of Web Summit, and you cannot afford to miss that. Now that I am back home with the blues of Web Summit and Surf Summit, I'll work on editing the interviews I have done during the event. Yes, this was a surprise. I had the incredible chance to interview with amazing investors like Dave McClure from 500 Startups, thought leaders like Daniel Drummer from World Economy Forum, and innovative startups of Europe. Actually, one of them has won the pitch competition right after interviewing with me, so I must be their lucky charm. I will release them bi-weekly, so you make sure that you are subscribed to open up your podcast on iTunes or Stitcher Radio so that you can receive the updates and the interviews immediately. As always, the show and the show notes will be available on the website www.openupeurope.com. Follow us on Twitter at @OpenUpEurope not to miss any news, any events, and lots of interesting content. Peace out.
Thank you for listening to the Open Up Europe podcast. For the resources mentioned in this episode and the transcript, go to our website on www.openupeurope.com. And don't forget to sign up for email lists. We are also on Twitter and Facebook with the same handle, Open Up Europe.